Okay. In the old days, what's now a living room, would you ever have had any other term for that?
Parlor.
Did you ever know the term front room or anything like that?
Yes, when I lived at home.
Was there a distinction between a front room and a parlor?
Well, no, we didn't have two front rooms, or there would have been. One would have been a parlor and one a front room, but we only had one such room.
Okay, it's a double duty. What's the difference between that?
A front room and a parlor?
Mm-hmm.
I think the parlor is probably the one for entertaining guests. I'm not sure, though.
The fireplace here obviously has to have some place where the smoke goes. What would you call that thing that the smoke goes up?
Chimney.
All right.
And another one would be flue.
Okay. Do those mean the same thing to you? Or?
Yep, exactly the same.
He laid the fireplace.
Okay. All right. What do you call those? Let's see, now that's a special kind there. What do you call a part of the fireplace where the fire burns?
The pot.
The pot.
Okay. You ever have a term beginning with H that you might use there? That you might have heard, maybe? Or?
Oh, a heatilator, but...
That's the name of a type of fire.
No, I was thinking of something... again, the definition's a little hard to... people don't always agree on it. I've generally seen it referred to as the part of the fireplace where the fire burns. Some people think it's the front of the fireplace or something like that. Wouldn't have a word hearth or hearth or anything. Or
well, the hearth is a place in the front.
Okay, that's the. What about the metal things that the fire, the wood rests on when it's burning?
Great.
Okay, now that particular one is a grate. If you just had two things that were separate, that the wood was laid across, would you have a different term for that, or?
I wouldn't know.
Okay, you wouldn't have a term like andirons or anything like that, or?
No, andirons is that stuff, that tripod there. It holds the utensils.
Okay, so you'd call that an andiron thing outside the fireplace that is holding the utensils, okay. What would you call the thing above the fireplace where the clock is sitting?
Our mantle.
Okay. Do you have any particular word for maybe a large log which would be in the rear of the fireplace which would keep the fire going? Have a term for that? Nothing like back log or anything like that? Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start fire?
Kindling.
You call it kindling, only you have the gas in there now, and the gas starts the fire.
Okay, well that's a good deal easier than messing with kindling. What do you call the black stuff that rubs off on your hands inside the fireplace?
Soot.
Okay. And after you've had so many fires in there, you've got to shovel out the
ashes.
Okay. What color are the ashes usually with wood?
Gray.
Okay. The I'm sitting right now in a
chair that we've made over, that we did ourselves.
Was that right?
This furniture and that and the stool, all that we covered ourselves.
Oh, that's really nice job. Yeah. We've done that once or twice ourselves. It does tend to be a fair amount of work. Is there a general term for chairs and other things like chairs that you'd have?
Well, when
just
we
folding chairs outside of regular chairs.
When we got married, we couldn't afford no chairs or anything. We sat on an orange crate.
All right. Now, what I meant was something like this: if you wanted to move or something like that, you'd have to get a moving van to come get your